Right, today we start Simon Kuf Beis, the third of this set of Simonim. Kuf, Kuf Aleph, Kuf Beis are the three things that are not bottled. Simon Kuf and Kuf Aleph are dealt with Beria and Chaticha Reimus Chavit, which are not bottled even B'Shishim, even B'Elef. And now we have the third, which is Tavash Hashem Atirin, which is also not bottle, and this is a set of three simanim. Now there are three major differences between Davash Hashem Atirin and as opposed to Beri and Chaticha Reim Eschavit. We'll see all three differences are in Sif Aleph, and hopefully we'll pick up on them, and we'll have to understand why. Obviously, the difference basically is the Chaticha Reim Eschavit and Beria are choshuv. That's why they're not bottle. And not so with Davash Hashem Atirin. We're going to have to understand why is it that a Davash Hashem Atirin is not bottle. So let's first learn the halacha, Sif Aleph, and then we'll get into a discussion. First to point out the three differences, one kula, two chumris, and then to get into a discussion as to why it is so. Kol Davash Hashem Atirin. Any Isser that has a heter, which will come, Kegai Beya Shenoda Biyamtif. For example, if an egg was laid by a chicken on Yamtif. So a Beya Shenoda Biyamtif is Aser. Gemara gives a few reasons why it's Aser, either because the Gzeira to Paris and Aishrim, or because of Nailid. So Beya that's born on Yom Tov, which is Aser b'Drabanan, Sharoi l'Machar, the next day, the day after Yom Tov, it'll be totally Mutter. If this Arva b'Acherais, if on Yom Tov it became mixed with others, Bein Shleima, Bein Trufa. It doesn't matter if the egg is whole, or even it's Trufa, if it's a scramble, it was scrambled. The egg was scrambled, and now you have one scrambled egg from an egg that was laid by a chicken today, on Yom Tif, and other eggs that were not laid today. Eina b'teila, fill of aleph. It's not bottle even if it mixes with 1,000 other eggs. V'afilu safik im ne'elda b'yantif, v'nisar v'b'acheres, asurais. Even safik iser, that was the sar b'acheres is aser. That's all if the egg became mixed with other eggs, which is min b'minai. But if the egg was nisarev with something that's eina mina, how do you have the egg that's mixed with something that's not its min? Betela b'samach. So I guess it means you put it in a potato kugel. You put an egg in a kugel, or you put it into something, because it can't be that it's a whole egg and it got mixed with cheese and you can't tell which is the egg and which is the cheese. That's not likely to happen. So, the Prima Gadim has a case. Maybe if you have a bunch of different birds, and they all lay eggs. You have chicken and goose and duck and other birds. They're all laying eggs, and you know before Yom Tif there were a certain number of eggs, and now there's one more egg on Yom Tif. But you don't know if the additional egg was from the goose or from the duck or from the chicken. So Prima Gadim has a question whether duck eggs and chicken eggs and goose eggs are min b'minai or min b'ein aminai. If you hold min b'ein aminai, so you can have again a mixture where it's not nicker. But anyway, the rule is a simple enough rule that only min b'minai is the rule of Davash Hashem Atirin lo bottle. If it's min b'ein aminai, then it is bottle b'shishim. And if you look in the parentheses, he brings a whole list of mar makaymis. We'll see the Rambam momentarily. So what do we have here in the Shulchan Aruch itself? We have here a number of differences between Davash Hashem Atirin and as opposed to Beri Chaticha Reim Eschavit. First of all, the major difference, this last difference. The other dinim of a Davash Chashiv not being bottle apply equally to Min B'minai or Min B'she'ein Aminai. No difference. The din of Davash Hashem Atirin lo bottle is only min b'minai. That kula is a major chilek between Davish Shesh HaMetir and not Davish Shesh HaMetir, and we have to understand why. Why should there be a difference? That's number one.
Can you give me an example of Davish Yish along HaMetir besides a bath situation?
Besides an egg. Another common example, Davish Shesh HaMetir besides an egg. Most of us don't have chickens around the house. Two of the common examples which we will discuss, one which we'll discuss in Siv Gimel, is a if you have one fork that was a milk fork that was stirred, that was put into a pot of chicken soup, so it's treif, and that fork was replaced in the drawer, and you have 8 or 16 other forks, and one of them now is Isser and 15 are Heter. So usually Yavesh B'Yavesh is batel b'raiv, right? Yavesh B'Yavesh batel b'raiv. The fork is batel with the others. If it would be made out of cheres, if you have a piece of china plate that became treif and you put it back, into the cabinet unwittingly, and now you don't know which it is, so it's batel b'raiv. By a metal fork, though, since you could kasher it, so we're going to discuss the Siv Gimel. That's a Davish Shesh HaMetirin. You could just kasher all 8 forks, all 16 forks. It's a Davish Shesh HaMetirin, and therefore it should not be bought. We're going to see that in Siv Gimel.
Isn't Taich just something that's capable of being mutter? Is
that what it means? Yeah. It doesn't have to be that it's mutter by itself. Even if you could, the Gemara says a neder is a Davish Shesh HaMetirin. Because you could be mutter neder. So, a Davish Shesh HaMetirin is not only if by itself it gets a heter. But if you can get, you can make it mutter in a relatively simple way, that's also a davish al shematir.
You say if it would be a kli cheres where you can't kasher, that you have to wait till it's ein ben yomai?
That would be machlekes the shach and the shulchan. Okay, we'll see that. The another example which can come up of davish al shematir is if something was cooked on Shabbos, if a fry yid did a malacha on Shabbos. The thing that he made, or lavdaka frayid, a frumayid did a pishayget. So the thing that he made is osur loy. He's not allowed to have an offer at that Shabbos. What happens if the thing that he made became now mixed with others, and it's not recognizable? It will be bottled. Since the davish shesh hametirin, because you can wait till after Shabbos, so therefore it's not bottled. These are two examples. Third example, which we will discuss in the Pesachei Tshuva, which comes up as well, is the following. First, let me tell you the rule, and I'll give you the example. I started to tell you there are three differences between Davish Shesh HaMetirin and Bar Yechaticha or Leschavet. The first difference is this kula, that does not apply to Minbe Ein Aminai. There's a second difference, which is a chumrah, that davish shesh hametirin is even if it's not whole anymore. Bar yechaticha l'schavet is only if they're whole; otherwise, they're not a bar yechaticha l'schavet. Here it says bein shleima, bein trufa, the same din. The third difference, and this is probably the biggest chiddush, is that even a suffik davish shesh hametirin, and even a suffik drabanan that's a davish shesh hametirin, is aser. Nothing to do with bittel. If somebody has a suffik iser, which normally would be suffik drabanan lakula, but it's a davish shesh hametirin, so then it's also not mutter. You have to wait till after it becomes heter. Just some quick examples of this. We had this discussion numerous times about the shaila of a person who's not sure if it's 6 hours since he ate fleishiks. Comes up very often at Suda Shlishis on Shabbos in this time of the year. A person had chalent, and he doesn't remember when he finished eating the chalent. And now they're washing for the Suda Shlishis, and they're serving milachiks, and he doesn't remember exactly when he finished eating the chalent. The fact that he still feels it is not a raya, that it's not 6 hours. So therefore, he's a... that's so what should be the din? So pashit, it's a what should be the din? If you don't not sure if it's 6 hours, it should be safik drabana lekula. The whole 6 hours is a safik. So if it's a genuine safik, that's safik drabana lekula. The taina though is that it's a davish shesh hametirin. If you're going to wait till it's certainly 6 hours, then it'll be mutter.
So is that considered the rabbanon, or is it just
that's
a minute?
It's 6 hours there upon. It's a mechav. It's in Hilchos Pasul Bechol. It's a
shulchan.
Well,
it's close.
Yeah, but lemaisa, the 6 hours is definitely a sheet in the rishayim that we're passing.
But my eating now is not a I can't eat now.
Okay, so we're going to discuss that. There was a similar shaila. What? Yeah. The gavra. Yeah. There was a shaila when I came to Eretz Yisrael a couple of summers ago. This was all over the place. The person who picked me up from the airport told me about this on the way back in the car. Somebody had rented a hall for Sheva Brachas for Chassan Kala. So the Chassan Kala came to the Sheva Brachas. They wanted a light. Her first Shabbos, she wanted a light Neiris where she was eating. So they took a chair. The table, apparently they would have to take off the tablecloth and all. So they took one of the chairs and they put it on the side. And they put the leichter, and they lit the leichter. She lit Shabbos candles, and they had the night suda they had. The next day, they come back. Apparently, the people who cleaned up, presumably Goyim, took the leichter off the chair, and they put it in the candles had finished, had been extinguished already. They put it in the closet, and that chair was now indistinguishable from all of the other chairs that were in the room. So the question is, are you allowed to handle any of the chairs if it's muktzah? So pashit, it's bottle. It was bottle in 100 chairs. However, it's a davashir shabbatimah. Because that chair, after Shabbos, is going to be heter. So that chair is going to be heter, so l'charish have to wait till after Shabbos. So this is the best shilas are the ones that really happened. My most imaginative shilas are the ones that God thought of.
Last time we discussed it, we asked how could they ask something that's not
there. Oh, so the question is, if they rented the chairs, then they could ask for it. If that chair. What?
The
Chos and Kala did not rent the chairs. Yeah. The parents rented the chairs. The parents gave them permission to light the lichter, for all I know. So, all right. Okay, at any rate, this is the... these are examples. The request was for some examples of Shem material that can happen. So these are some examples that do happen. Let's get back to the Lumdis. We're starting the Sugya now, so we have to get the Lumdis straight in order to understand the whole Sugya. Again, Davashe Shabbatirin, as the Gemara says, has two applications. The din that there's no bittul by Davashe Shabbatirin, and then that Savid Rabbanu Lekula does not hold true by Davashe Shabbatirin. Okay, these are two examples, two dinim of Davashe Shabbatirin. One din of bittul, and one din of Safid. Now, why? Why is the Davashe Shabbatirin not bottle? What's the reason? So I'll share with you two reasons. Rashi in Be'ya, in the beginning of Masechtas Be'ya, gives one reason. I believe it's on Gimel Amid Beis. And the Ran in the Darim gives a totally different reason. The Ran in the Darim, probably Nun Ches, that's who could say it here. The Ran gives a second reason. And if you're learning the Sugya, it seems that the two of them argue. We are going to see that the Taz brings both reasons. In Sivkot Nalef, he brings Rashi's reason. And in Sivkot Nehei, he brings the Ran's reason. Rabbi Chaim Eizer writes in the Tshuva, the Achiezer. Rabbi Chanan in his Pirishon Be'ya, Daf Gimel Amid Beis, writes the same thing. That both reasons are true lahalacha, and we'll explain why. Let's learn the two reasons. And then we'll see that you really need both reasons in order for the din to make sense. So first, Tas of Kot Nalef is the better known reason. Kol Davar Sheyesh HaMatirin Midoraisa Chabit Shrei Batel Diksev Achiram Lahatos. Really, min haTorah, one egg that was laid on Yontif and two eggs that were laid before Yontif is batel, because it says Achiram Lahatos. V'achmiru Rabbanon Hayol V'yesh LaMatirin. There's a Chumra de Rabbanon, since it's Davar Sheyesh HaMatirin Lachazman. Why should he eat it be'isr? Through bittul, if he could eat it be'heter later. The lashon is, Why should I eat it be Isser today? And I have to come on, I'm going to eat this egg. It might be the egg that was laid on Yom Tov. I should techlanu be Isser, techlanu be Heter. You can wait till tomorrow and eat it be Heter. So why eat it today be Isser? You have to come on to a Heter or Bittel if you can eat it tomorrow with 100% Heter. So that's a logical reason, and that's Rashi's reason.
If something is bottled,
well, Klapi Shmaya Galia, there's one egg which is Isser. We have a Heter. So, since we know one of these eggs is really Isser, we have a Heter. So it's a good Heter, but Achi Techlan Bis, Techlan Bat. If you have a wait to eat it 100%, to wait for tomorrow, so then you eat it tomorrow. So that's Rashi's reason. The Ran gives a totally different reason. The Ran is quoted in Taz Hay. I'm sorry, it's in Nedarim Nun Beis, not Nun Ches. And he says the following. I just want to be Magdim. You have to know that we all know that Lach Balach Min Be'ena Mina is Batal B'Shishim. I think we're all familiar with the with Batal B'Shishim when two liquids are mixed. By Min Be'Mina, when you have two things the same min, what's the din? If I have milk that falls into chicken soup, that's min be'enai minai, it's batel b'shishim, because it gives taste until 60. That's the reason for 60. Now what happens if I have treifa chicken soup that falls into kosher chicken soup? Min be'minai. So min ha-toira, min rabbanan, we need shishim. Min ha-toira, we passed in like the chachamim hold that it's batel b'shishim. Rabbi Yehuda argues. Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara argues, and I got Rashi paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. It's an interesting thing. Rashi very rarely in Gemara says halacha kehim, halacha kehim. And Chulin in Perikid Anashe, it's a long Rashi, he wants to prove that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. It sounds like Rashi understood no one else paskin that way. Rabbi Yehuda holds, min b'minai is never bottle. Min b'minai is not bottle, min ha-toira. Forget about the Rosh Hashemitina. Just min b'minai is not bottle. And Rabbi Yehuda proves it from a pasuk. It says on Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol would mix the v'lokach midam ha'par u'midam ha'soyer. He would take from the blood of the ox that was shechted on Yom Kippur, and the dam ha'soyer, the dam of the goat that was shechted, he would mix them, and he would spray from the two of them wherever it had to be spritzed. Ox is much bigger than a goat. Ox has more blood than a goat. In the mixture, such Rabbi Yehuda, there's going to be more dam par than dam soyer. I mean, certainly going to be more of one than the other. In min ha-toira, min b'mina is bottle. So then when I put the dam of the goat in the dam of the par, it's bottle. And when I spritz, I'm only spritzing dam ha-par. So Rabbi Yehuda, we see from the posik, it's not a rai from a mishnah, it's not a rai from a svar, it's a posik. When you mix it, it's still there. So Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'minai loy bar. Now we do not pass like Rabbi Yehuda. But how do we answer his kasha? How do we answer his kasha? It's a good kasha. Lokach midam ha-par midam ha-soyer. So isn't that a gilui? Every time we have a gilui in one place, it's not shteik suvim, it's pasuk echad. That's megala. So the Ran comes to answer that. What? Basa b'chalav. But basa b'chalav is bottle, just since min be'ena mina ain't shishu.
No, right?
That's true, but the derech b'shulai, I'm not sure what you're saying, so therefore what? So therefore here you're also saying it's derech
hakasim.
What? Because heter beheter is not bottle. It's true. The case of Shatnez will be a similar reason, but not like you're saying, there's a kosher, but the Ran's reason. The Ran gives the following reason. He says that we hold that heter and iser is min be'ein aminai. Once called heter, once called iser, that's min be'ein aminai. Even though they're both chicken soup, one's the vela, one's kshayra. Even though they're both from chicken, one's the vela, one's kshayra. That's min be'ein aminai. Dama par and dama soyer is heter beheter, so it's taken min b'mina. It's min b'mina. It's not bottle. But if you have heter and iser, it's not similar to the pasuk. The pasuk is talking heter and heter. Min b'mina is not bottle. We always have shaylus. It's never had to be heter. By shaylus, it's had to be heter. But normally, it's a heter, the veil and the treifa. The Ran says that's iser and heter is bottle. It's not like dama para dama sayer.
Is that what the Ramon bases on when he said
we'll see soon. The Shas Gimel here talks about it. We'll see. But
how does
the Ran says if you have nevela chicken soup and kosher chicken soup, that's min b'minay legabe tam. Legabe tam, it's the same taste. So legabe dinam of bitl tam, it's taka bottle barayv. But legabe exeris akosiv of dama par and dama soyer, that is not bottle. That's only when they're both heter. Or both iser, but not heter and iser.
Right.
Tom, the din of Tom being bottled, so that the Tom is bottled. But either there's a cause down far and down a sorry, that's different. We're going to see this now in the Taz, and we'll see how this applies to Dom Shishon Matirin. Taz of cotton hay. It's a mitzvah to spray it on the mizbeah. No, we use it to spray on the mizbeah. No, we spray it on the mizbeah. That's what's possible.
Would you say the same thing to me,
by what?
Something
that's
not truma.
That's called mibayin aminai. Yeah, we know truma has its own shir and bittel, but shir hamaduma, you need shir hamaduma.
So whatever we're done on, that's what we have to do.
It's we have to judge how to label it. But let's see Tazhei. In the Sarbein Aminai, Hatam Kasafti Leosim Kofalas Vav Shema Tereschatos. First, he brings the Tereschatos as reason. Why Minbein Aminai is different? So he brings a reason. Lefishena Heterach Kach Nikra Ala Isser Elala Taruvis Sheneasar. The Davishe Shematirin is Chal on the Shema Taruvis Hu Einim Yishal Isser Vein Tamza Maspik Kolkach. He brings a reason that he says Ein Tamza Maspik Kolkach. It's not a good reason. So we're going to pass it. Let's go to the next reason. Tamani, Lomalai Kasav Dibrei Aran, Bizet. He's saying better, the Tereschatos should have brought the Ran's reason, the Perakat Leidim and Amavushal, Dafnun Beis, Bizet Tarif Tirutzai. And this is Bekitzer's Teres. Chazino, the Rebbe Yehuda, the Sphere Laymin, Bimini, Bisav Eheter, Loy Bottle. We know Rebbe Yehuda holds, Mimbini, when it's Isser and Heter, it's not Bottle. The Aleph Law, this is learned out, Midik Sivalakach, Midama Par, Midama Sawyer. Shafa pishadama par maruba, even though an ox has more blood, mishal soyer than a goat. Karile dama soyer, it's still called dama soyer. Amaloi batil, misham demimi minayu. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not batil because it's mimbi minay. And he says the svara, if you should call dama shudai melechaveirai, if you have blood and blood, something that's similar to something else. Eina machlishai, it doesn't weaken its taste. Adaraba, machzikai. If blood were to fall into chicken soup, it would be bottled. The taste would disappear. But blood into blood, it's massive to come. So that's Rav Yehuda Shita. Rabbanon le'yalfi mizeh li'isa v'heter. Why do the Rabbanon, which is the way we pass, not learn from Dama Par and Dama Sar, to'isa v'heter, the Mishlam Dama Par v'sar shneim k'sherim l'zrika. They're both kashets for spritzing. So therefore it's min b'mina. Masha'enkein isa v'heter. Min echad, even though they may both be chicken, they might be the same taste. But it's not like the pasuk. Here one is heter and one is iser. Therefore, the gabi the din of min b'mina batal barayv is like einamina. And this is why we say b'yeshay matirin havadumya the dampar v'soyer. By Dav Sheish HaMatirin, it's not one Isser and one Heter. Sharei Gamal Isser, Saifai Li Yais Mutter, Vizeo Min Biminai, Keahi Didam Par Visoyer. That's what he's saying. He's saying, when you have a treifa egg and 100 kosher eggs, so it's bottled. Because one is Isser and one is Heter, it's not similar to Dama Par and Dama Soyer. But when the one egg is an egg that was laid on Yom Tov, that egg now is mixed with other eggs, even 100 eggs of Heter. That egg that was laid on Yom Tov, you can't call it Isser. It's also today. But it's not a Chayfet Shal Isser. it's going to be mutter tomorrow, be mutter for Laylam Vaed. So that egg has a shame heter. So Dabi Shesha Matirin is now bottle. Why? Because it's min b'minai. It's heter into heter. And heter into heter, we're maida, dama par, dama soyer, that it's not bottle. We only hold iser into heter is bottle. But a heter into heter, Dabi Shesha Matirin has a shame heter. And therefore, heter beheter, min b'minai is loy bottle. This is the Ran's chiddush. And the reason for Dabi Shesha Matirin. So again, why is a Dabi Shesha Matirin not bottle? We have two reasons. Rashi's reason, Acha techlenu be'isa techlenu be'heter. That's a svara. Now why should I eat it now a bittle? I can eat it tomorrow and it's vaday heter. Or the Ran svara, that a Dabi Shesha Matirin is called heter beheter. And heter beheter, we paskin dampar v'damasoyer, that it's not bottle min b'minay. This is the Ran's reason. So we have here two distinct reasons. There are numerous nafkaminas between them. Some we're going to have. Just a simpler nafkamina. What happens if you have an egg that has two isurim on it? It was laid on Yom Tif by a tray for chicken. So now this egg is a double is. It has isur treifus, which is laylam vayed. Plus it was laid on Yom Tif. This egg, nothing you can do with it. But the egg was buckled in 100 other eggs. That egg is now mixed with 100 others. So really it should be buckled. But it's a Dabi Shesha Matirin. The Isser of Yom Tif is going to have a heter tomorrow. Do we say, wait till tomorrow? Loi Rashi. Acha techlenu bisa techlenu beheter. Why should you eat it today? With two Isurim that are bottled, you can eat it tomorrow with only one Isser that's bottled. But shake it according to the Ran. According to the Ran, the only reason the Dabi Shesha Matirin is not bottle is because it's heter beheter, similar to Dama Par and Dama Sawyer. Here it's not heter beheter, because this egg is Isser, it's treif. It just has a second Isser which will come off. But it's Isser beheter, and therefore Isser beheter will be bottle. This is a simple nafkamina, but at any rate, we have the two reasons, Rashi's reason and the Ran's reason.
Very strange, because the
Isser
is matter.
The Isser causes it to, yeah, the Isser is matter. It comes out backwards.
Yeah,
because there's an Isser, it becomes matter. Yeah. I got to do it. So, Kuptais. Who do we Paschal like? So, the Taz brings Rashi and brings the Ran. What?
Let's say,
if it's.
If you put to Rashi,
you
can't eat it.
Yeah, how could you
pull
a double?
The heter,
you can't eat it.
It
still has another
issue
on it. So,
what is this? But that issue was bottle.
But there's another
issue. That's also bottle. This was, according to Rashi, this was bottle. The second issue will have a heter tomorrow, so you have to wait till tomorrow. According to Rashi, anything you can improve it by waiting,
tomorrow,
you wait.
Tomorrow
I have one issue instead of two.
Will take effect tomorrow.
Right. Now, listen very carefully as to why we need both Rashi and the Ran. Okay? Again, Rashi said, Dabi Shesha Matirin is not bottle, Ash Techlenu Bisa Techlenu Beheter, because tomorrow it'll have a heter. And the Ran says, because it has Dabi Shesha Matirin is similar to Dama Par and Dama Sawyer, they both have a shame heter. Each of the two shitas is not totally adequate. We have two dinim in Dabi Shesha Matirin. That it's not bottle, and that Safik, the Rabbanan Lekula, does not apply by a Dabi Shesha Matirin. The din of Safik, the Rabbanan Lekula, you're not sure if it's 6 hours, does not apply. Now these two dinim, let's see. Rashi says, the reason is, Acha techlenu be'isser techlenu be'heter. Instead of eating it today, be'isser, wait till tomorrow. There's a kasha on Rashi. Dabi Shesha Matirin, we said, is only min b'minai. It's not min b'eina minai. Dabi Shesha Matirin only holds true by min b'minai. If it's a mixture of eggs into eggs. But not min b'eina minai, not eggs into a potato kugel. Now, according to the Ran, we understand it. The whole heter of the Ran, the whole isser of Dabi Shesha Matirin, is that it's min b'minai. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Min b'mina is also dama par dama soyer," and we hold that way by Adosha Shabbatirin. That's min b'mina. So the Rashi's it only applies to min b'mina. By min b'ayna mina it doesn't apply. But Rashi's reason, pashtus, should apply even min b'ayna mina, even if you have a Adosha Shabbatirin that falls into something that's ayna mina. We should still say Dovish Shematirin, like Rashi's reason. So Rashi's reason does not seem to be adequate for the din of Bittel. Because the din of Bittel, the Ran's reason is very geschmack. That Mimbamina is not Bottle, Dam Paradama Sawyer. But Rashi's reason doesn't seem to be adequate only for Bittel of Mimbamina, but why Mimbamina should be the same thing. That's why Rashi's reason alone is not enough. The Ran's reason alone is also not enough, because it's enough for one of the two dinim of Dosha Shematirin. They didn't mean b'mirai lo batal, so that Dosha Shematirin in a mixture, the Ran's reason is good. What about the din of Safik Rabbanu Lakula? The din that, let's say, you're not sure if it's 6 hours since you ate fleishiks. So we say Safik Rabbanu Lakula. We say 1 minute, it's a Dosha Shematirin. How does the Ran's reason fit into this case? The Ran's reason of Dama Parah Dama Soyer only makes sense by Bittul Min B'minai, when two things are mixed. By Savid Rabbanon, the Ran's reason doesn't make any sense. If Dama Parah Dama Soyer only has to do with Bittul, has nothing to do with the din of Safik the Rabbanon Lakula, that we're Machmir by Dovish HaShematirin, and we don't say Safik the Rabbanon Lakula. So what comes out is that in the dinim of Safed Rabbanu Lekula, we were machber by Dovish HaShematirin, Rashi's reason makes sense. By the din of Bittul, which is the other din of Dovish HaShematirin, the Ran's reason makes sense. So Rabbi Chaim Eiser writes in the Achi Ezer that they're not arguing Rashi and the Ran. There are two reasons for Dovish HaShematirin. There are two dinim of Dovish HaShematirin. The din of Dovish HaShematirin in a mixture, one egg mixed with other eggs, that's the Ran's reason. Min b'mina lo batal. The din that Safik Rabbanu Lekula does not apply to Dovish HaShematirin, that din is Rashi's reason. Atcher techlanu be'isser, techlanu be'hetter. Why rely on a Safik Rabbanu Lekula? You can eat it tomorrow. It's Vadei Rabbanu Lekula. So Reb Chaim Eiser and Reb Elchanan write that both reasons are true. It's Meduyik Rashi, the Gemara says his reason by Safed Rabbanu Lekula, and the Rad says it by the Dinam of Bittul. And therefore they maintain that the two reasons don't argue. That's why the Taz brings both reasons. Both reasons are true. And there's a Rabbi Kivega in a Tshuva that seems to say, briefly says the same thing, and I think Kupei Ches says the same thing.
So if we go back to the case you mentioned before about the trade chicken, that lays the egg on Yonkers.
In which case? The tray, chicken soup.
Where according to Rashi,
So we go back to our nafgamina we had before. That's only a nafgamina if you assume that Rashi and the Ran are arguing. There are some who assume that they argue. But if they're not arguing, so then when you have a treif chicken that laid an egg on Yom Tov, an egg mixed with others, we only go with the Ran's reason, not with Rashi's reason. And therefore, since like the Ran's reason it would be batal, so like the Dan it would be batal. Okay, this is the...
The
Taz, where he brings in the beginning Rashi's reason, does not seem to be saying... He seems to be saying it by Bittul, which does not seem to be primizing. So, I don't know.
Rashi, if the Ran is pointing to Rabban, the whole reason the Ran is pointing to Rabban is Rashi passing to Rabbi Yehuda. So Rashi,
Lachayr, Rashi himself passes like Rabbi Yehuda that Min B'minai is never bottle. But Rashi explained the other sugyas in the Gemara, not like Rabbi Yehuda, otherwise the whole sugya would make sense. Right? The sugya says that an egg that mixed with other eggs is really mutter, but because the Shavtir is not bottle, Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't be mutter in the first place. So Rashi explained that Gemara, Ali B'der Rabbanan. Rashi's a Mefarish.
But he can't hold the man's heritage and his own.
You can't hold the halacha. That's true.
Well,
he can still hold his own reason by suffocism. By suffix, not by biffle. By biffle, he can't hold the biffle. Okay. At any rate, this is the background of this. Whether you're not like Reb Chaim Eiser, that they don't argue, or not like Reb Chaim Eiser, there are other terutzim to the kashas on each shita. But however you want to name on, this is the, when we learned Tavu Shemati, and Reb Pam spoke out to Reb Chaim Eiser, it seems it's known as Reb Chaim Eiser, because he has a tshuva about this, although it appears to be Rabbi Kiva Eger, who's much earlier, that says the same thing. Alright, so this is the foundation of the Dinim of Tavu Shemati. Let's learn the Ramah, and then we'll go to applications in Sif Beis of Gimel. We'll go to some applications. I'm sorry, I don't have the Maribokim with me. Don't believe that, I'll give it to you. And Rabbi Chana, I know, is in Gimel Amid Beis, says the same thing. Chaim Eiser, is in the Yeridei Chelet, but don't believe that, I'll get your Maribokim. The Pesachei Tshuva Aleph brings the Machlokes. It's mostly names. The question is, you have to know that Kol Deparish Merubah Parish and Bittul Barayv are not the same thing. People make a mistake. They think Bittul Barayv and Kol Deparish Merubah Parish is the same. They're two different dinim. Bittul Barayv is a taruvis, a mixture. And Kol Deparish Merubah Parish is the standard case that if you find a piece of meat in the street, you're walking down the street, and you find a hot dog with a bun and mustard and sauerkraut, and you want to eat it. So if it's in a city where most of the hot dog vendors are kosher, you find it in Bnei Brak, I assume, most of them are kosher, then you're allowed to eat it. You may not want to eat it, but you find meat in the street in such a city, you say, call the parish, Merubah Parish. Whatever came from wherever it came, call the parish, Merubah Parish. The question is, the Chumrah of Tavu Shemati Matirin override the rule of call the parish, Merubah Parish. So that, in this case, is not Tavu Shemati Matirin, the hot dog, but you could have cases where let's say the egg case where something was parish, or the case of the chairs I mentioned earlier, where one muktzah chair is mixed with a lot of other chairs, but some chairs were already taken out into a different room. So those chairs that were removed, even if you hold that all the chairs in the room where there was one chair that was muktzah and 100 chairs that are heter, even if you hold all 101 are iser, but if 10 of them were taken into another room, so those 10 were called the parish merubah parish. So would we say that those 10 are heter? So the Pesachei Tshuva basically brings a list of names on both sides. Pesachei Tshuva Aleph, I'm Tshuvas Shebesayv Seifas Yidurish HaShabbos, Tshuva Gimel, Nistapik Vadoshe Shematirish and Nisarev, Va'achakach Pirish Echad Miyam, Yamrina called the parish. Lo Shayach Loimer, Achetechleru Bisa Techleru Achayant, Beheter, you can't say Rashi Svara, that Achetechleru Bisa Techleru Beheter, Do'anan Machsakinon De'en Kanisaklau. Rashi said it when you have one bad egg with 10 good eggs. So then, why eat the eggs? You may be eating the yisr. But called the parish, we have a right to assume that whatever came out, the chairs that went out, are not the yisr. So you're not eating at the yisr. Or maybe not. Maybe you don't say it all, basarub, afapakai gavna. Herach b'zeh, l'b'sayf helad, apakai gavna, lo yamrina kol de parish. The Sefer Sidur Yishol Shabbos is ma'achmir, zem gam kei v'chal davish yishem etirin, chimash v'tshuva tzenot tzedek, v'em tzat tshuva v'chin kosev v'magen avram, v'ayim b'sayf etzlach al beya daf yud amid beiz, v'hoyol sheherach levi raya, the opposite. Damrina davish yishem etirin, kol de parish meru v'parish, chei nira das achav is yoris, v'mukuf lami gimel. So some achloikis, if you say kol de parish meru v'parish, by Yadav Shesha Matirin. Certainly it's a tziruf when you have other machlaiks in which we're going to come to. This would be a tziruf to be made.
The Kol Deparish
overrides the Yadav Shesha Matirin. Right. No, the Yadav Shesha Matirin was said in two things. By Bittul and by Safed Yoram Lekula. Those two kulis we don't say, but Yadav Shesha Matirin. Other kulis, like Kol Deparish, that we do say. That's his deal. Okay, let's see the Ramah, the last couple of lines. Most of this Ramah are Maramakomas. The last couple of lines on the page.
Does the Tavu Shesha Matirin apply side by Doraisas and Darabonans?
Both. Miu im livnu ba Michael. If you take an egg that was born on Yom Tov and you we just said mimbe ein amina is batel. But livnu by Michael, if you used it to whiten a food, you wanted to give it a white color, so you put in the egg whites into the food. Or you put it in for a tikkun, kagayin, shomalu b'tarnagaylis. You stuffed it, a tarnagol with it. Eina b'tayla. That's not called mimba eina minai. That's called that it stands by itself. And since it's standing by itself, we don't say mimba eina minai loy bottle. Now this Ramah doesn't seem to belong here. It's a din that things that are nicker by themselves are not bottle. I think when we learned Hilchis Bishal Akum, the Ramah said that that if you have Afias Akum, that if a guy paspalter, you're buying a kokosh cake made by a guy or a challah made by a guy, and they smear the egg on top to give it a shine. So the Ramah said Chazusa my bottle, that the egg stands by itself, and the Ramah held that that's Bishal Akum. The cake is Afias Akum, paspalter is mutter. But the Ramah held that the egg that's smeared on top is Bishal. And that Bishal is, it was a machlekes, I think, to Ramah and Degra, that Bishal is still Aser. It's still Aser is the Taruvas. The Degra, I believe they argued. And the Hachsherim today are Saimach on Degra. But just mean to, it's an example of this Ramah of Nostal B'Kedeira, Kedem Ibn Amichel. It's really a controversial Ramah. The Chavis Das and the Mati Yenison here on the side bring that it's not clear what the gedder of this chumra is. They bring among he brings among Avram the gedder of this chumra is. So, but since it's not Deker Dina Madasha Shematirin, we're going to pass on it for now. Somebody wants to look, you can look in the Mati Yenison. There's a one line Chavis Das on what it means Nostal B'Kedeira Sakin Akedeira. Maybe we have a chance. We'll come back to it in the Ramon Sif Dalet. So we'll get back to it. Sif Beis, another example of Davar Sheyesh Emet here. Now let me just tell you the case, then we'll learn it inside. I have a chicken that's a Suffolk treifa. Okay, there are numerous examples of Suffolk treifa in halacha, and naturally a Suffolk treifa with machmir. We're machbir on these things. Then there are really two types of Suffolk treifa. You can have a Suffolk treifa, you don't know what happened. There are some cases in halacha where the halacha says it's a Suffolk treifa, we're machbir a Suffolk. It's a Suffolk. Let's say I have such a piece of chicken. I have a drumstick, and the bone of the drumstick cracked in a place that's a Suffolk treifa. It's a child that someone said, bro, ripped. It's a Suffolk treifa. And that drumstick, if that drumstick I can recognize, the rest of the chicken, which is all treif now, became mixed with others. It's bottle. Assuming it's not a chatikah rasabe, then it's not a. No other reason it shouldn't be bottle. It's bottle. The Rajba asked the following shayla. Listen carefully. The Rajba asked, or was asked in a tshuva, why is a Suffolk treifa bottle? In the Taruvis, it's a Davar Sheyesh Emet Hirin. Maybe Eliyahu will come and he'll be pushing to Shiloh and he'll tell us that this type of Suffolk treifa is really kosher. Right? Tishbi Yataris Kushas Yibayas. So Eliyahu is going to come and he's going to tell us this is a taiko in the Gemara. So we'll have this chicken mixed with other chicken. As soon as we hear Mashiach is coming, we'll run over to Eliyahu, we'll push everyone else away and we'll say, Eliyahu, what's it did in the Suffolk treifa? I say, oh, that's kosher. Bang! So now it'll be kosher. So it's a Davar Sheyesh Emet Hirin. So that's the Mordechai's teretz, you remember. Yeah, the Mordechai says the teretz that it's going to spoil by the time Eliyahu comes. That's the Mordechai's teretz. But what? Mordechai, I always mention that Mordechai is a raya that when people say you have to believe Mashiach is coming today. That's not true. You have to believe Mashiach could come today. And we hope he comes today.
By the time you get to the front of the line.
By the time you get to the front of the line. But the Rajmi asked the Kasha. Maybe he'll say it's Kasha. Maybe he'll say it's Treif. If he says it's Treif, I'll win for sure. Because if he says it's Treif, then it'll be Badai Yisr, it'll be Bottle. Right? The Padiyasa is bottle. The only kasha is Safik Treifa. Safik Treifa. This is the Rashba's kasha. Now the Rashba's kasha, his answer is broad in Sifpeis, which you're going to learn. But it's considered a plea. There's a logical reason that the Rashba's reason seems to make no sense. And there's a lot of Torah on this. There's a Shari Yashir on it, and a Chavis Das, which we want to speak out both of them. But there's a logical kasha on this Rashba's shayla. There's a reason it doesn't make sense. Again, the Rashba is asking, I have a chicken that's Safik Treifa. And it became mixed now. I have a whole chicken soup with pieces of chicken in it, even 60 or 100. And I can't recognize which is treif. It's a Safik Treifa. So I say it's bottle bereif. So the kasha is, maybe it's a Dov Shesha Matirit, because the Eliyahu Navi is going to come, maybe he'll be Matirit. What's wrong with that kasha? If he's Matirit, then it's Mutter. So this will come off.
It's already over.
You don't have the option.
Well, that was the Rashba's answer. Is that has to be Vaday Sheyavai, who tried to beat the kasha in the first place. You're all saying in different phrases the same thing. There's no Isser here that has a heter. If it's treif, it's going to be treif forever. If it's heter, what's the problem? I certainly could eat it. Well, what's my problem here? I'm worried it's treif. If it's treif, it'll never become mutter. If it's heter, so I said, have no problem. What are you worried? That's really heter? What are you worried about? If it's heter, I can eat it. He's not going to change the dinim of bittul. If it's, not only that, either way it's mutter. When Eliyahu comes, this mixture will be mutter m'manafshach. If he says it's heter, so it's heter, it's mutter. If he says it's isser, then it's vaday isser. It's not dosh shem material. It was bottle b'ra'a, b'shisha. So what's the problem? Who says he can tell you the piece? He'll tell you. He's not a magician. He's a paisa.
We know from certain things, and even from certain things, something
There are two mahalchim to explain. Again, the Rashba himself is the kasha, and the Rashba say is teretz that you need the hetas vadei shiyavei, which is sifbeis. But this plia, what was this kasha? Where does anything? What's he talking about? The whole thing.
It's a
Dovish Yeshle Birur. Nothing's going to change about it.
What's the kind
of Dovish Yeshle Birur? He's a Shire of Gerasa Rokarasa. But that was the Rashba's Teretz. So Rashba's Teretz, which was the base, was it's not Vade, the Heter will come. Right, but the question is, before that, what was the Shire? Eliyahu's not going to change anything. So there are two mahalchim in answering it. The Chavis Das brings, I believe, in the Crazy Placey. The Chavis Das explains that the Rashba held like the Ran's reason of Dama Par and Dama Sawyer. The Rashba held that it has to have that something that has a shame Isser is bottled min b'minai in something that has a shame Hezer. Otherwise, if it doesn't have a shame isser, then it's not bottle, because the gzeres hakasa dama par dama soyer. Something that will have a heter is not bottle in a taruvis min b'mina. So he says that the Rashba held that this chicken doesn't have a shame isser. It's a shame suffik isser. A shame suffik isser that might become mutter. So that, it's missing the shame isser. It doesn't have a shame isser which is going to make it fit into the Ran's pasuk of Dama Par and Dama Sayer. And that's why the Tzemach Tzedek is the one who asked this kasha in the Tshuva. And that's why this kasha bothered him, all based on the Ran. It's a short Chavis Das, I'll just read it to you inside. Like Hashemidi, Lefitam Aran, Shemevi Taz Hei, The davar sheyesh matirin, even the shem heter olav, have a minay gamor. The only reason we're machmir by davar sheyesh matirin is because there's a shem heter. Ken hachin ani savik treifa. Kivon de efshe sheyeh mutter shem heter olav asha ve'ein lay bittel. Shem hutz hachi hutz chavrash b'alayim ein heter b'vadei sheyavai. That's chavis das beis. That's his teretz on the kasha. That this is all based on the rabbi. The Tzemach Tzedek himself says a different teretz, and Reb Shimon in the Shari Yasher explains it, and Reb Shimon makes from this already the whole yisoid of Shar Aleph of the Shari Yasher is all gebayt on something Reb Shimon held up his svara, and he finds now in the Tzemach Tzedek, this is the Tzemach Tzedek Hakadmoin, he's a very early achren, and this is what he says. Whenever I speak out to Reb Shimon in class to try to give people an understanding of it, I just speak it out with a mashal that gives right away gives everyone a havana. The mashal is, let's say Reuven in his house has a piece of treifa meat and a piece of kosher meat, identical, two steaks. And he can't distinguish which is which. It's a 50-50 chance. One is treif and one is kosher. So he's not allowed to eat it. It's even if one of them was taken away, the one that remains is a safik deraisa de l'chumra. It might be nevela. So he comes home and his wife says, "You know, I have this great rib steak. There's a problem. It's a safik deraisa if that steak is kosher or not." So Reuven says to his wife, "You know what? I've been having a lucky day today. I'm on a good streak. You know, things went well at work. I caught the train right away. I'm on a lucky streak. I'm willing to take my chances for this steak. I'm going to eat the steak. L'chamei v'esrim, when I come upstairs, I bet you they're going to tell me that this was the kosher one. I bet you." And he eats the steak. L'chamei v'esrim, he comes upstairs. The first thing he does, he meets Michael upstairs. He says, "Malach Michael, do me a favor. Tell me, remember that steak I ate? I'm wondering my whole life, was it kosher, was it treif?" So the Malach tells him, "You know something? You ate the kosher one." He says, "Oh, I got it." He says, "Afal pikein, you're going to burn for eating it." He says, "Burn for eating it? Which aveira was I over? I wasn't aveira. I wasn't over this in the veila. It wasn't aveila." So he's the Rav Shimon writes, he was over the aveira of safik deraisa l'chumra. There's an aveira. It's like the 614th mitzvah in the Torah. There's a din deraisa. We paskin that it's a deraisa. That's safik deraisa l'chumra. That's a din in the Torah. A person is not allowed to be over the aveira of safik deraisa l'chumra. If someone is over on that, so then he gets punished for that, even if it's kosher. He was over this aveira called safik deraisa l'chumra. We're going like Rav Yishai. Okay. We're going down to Issa Deraisa. It's a Drabana. He holds in the Issa Drabana. But he was over on the Aveira of Savi Deraisa the Chumra, and he's going to burn for it. It's a good marshal, no? You understand the aside. What? So it's like every Shaige, I'm going to tell you. But that's the aside of Rav Shimon. And with this, he explains Sugis and Svek Sveika and Sugis and Safik. Zot the Tzemach Tzedek. That's pshat in the Rashba. The Rashba said, "I have here a piece of meat. It's safek treifa. It's safek treifa. It might be treifa, might not be treifa. It's a davar sheyesh matirin. Eliyahu Navi could be matirin." So we ask, what do you mean Eliyahu is going to be matirin? Either will say it's Isser, or say it's heter. It was heter all along. If it's Isser, it was Isser all along. So the Tzemach Tzedek, no. Right now it has a din, safek deraisa l'chumran. Right now it's Vada Yisr. It has an Isr, Safi Deraisa L'chumra, which is a separate Isr in the Torah. Yoh will come. He'll take off, it's possible, he'll say it's Heter. He'll take off the din of Safi Deraisa L'chumra. That Isr will come off. Just, the Rashba answer is not a Vada Sheyavai. That's what we're going to learn in Sif Beis. But the longest of the Rashba's Kasha was this Isr of Safi Deraisa L'chumra. If you want to look, it's a Shari Yashar, Shar Aleph. In Perikhes, I believe, where he brings the Tzemach Tzedek, and he explains it this way, yes.
So if he's going to eat this piece of meat, and you master him for Safik Deraisa L'chumra, he gets Malkus.
He doesn't get Malkus. He doesn't get Malkus, because there's no Malkus on this Isser of Safik Deraisa L'chumra. He's master that. Safik Deraisa L'chumra is not Isser Nevela. It's a separate category of Isser.
The only thing is only an Isser Rabbanan anyway. So you can't certainly think it. It's only
Isser Rabbanan
double.
It's not after double. It's a double shirt, it's a Rabbanan. The question is, under Rajvas, why Yesh Lematirum? Which Isser is going to come off? No, he wasn't talking about
the
Isser. He was talking about the suffering of mistakes. The guy who's.
I thought in our case there's no Isser Vadai, though. There's really no Vadai.
So that's the Rajvas Teretz. The Rajvas Teretz, let's learn Sif Beis. Yesh Misha Aimer. The Shach says, I don't know why he says Yesh Misha Aimer. Everyone agrees to this. Yesh Misha Aimer Shalai Amrudav Shesh Matirin Eloka Shahamatir Osid Lavay Al Kopanim. When the matter will certainly come, no matter what. Oh, in my matter be yaday last I say, but I have said. Or if he could do it, like Hataras Nadarim we mentioned, if he could be matter nedra and take off the yisser, that's why called vade sheyavai. Avodavish sheyne be yaday, veine vade sheyavai, sheyavai amatir, eine bedin davish sheyematir, nefikach, beya shal suffik treifa, shenisarva bacheris, an egg of suffik treifa that was mixed with others, eine bedin davish sheyematir. It's not certainly going to come, and it's not biyadai, so therefore, it's not the davar sheyesh hametirin. So this is a rule. The rule itself is relatively simple, that davar sheyesh hametirin is only if the heter will certainly come, and not if it may or may not come. The Pesachei Tshuva Dalid, I believe, quotes the Tzemach Tzedek, in the case of Be'ez Treif.
So it's batel?
So therefore it's batel, because it's eine biyadai sheyavai.
So this is not really Ruvain's steak. This is not parallel to Ruvain's steak because it's not a vada.
It's not vada shiava. So that's why the Rashi had to come out to this terrace. Okay, Sif Gimel. Why not? No, Eliyahu will come. He'll take off this a suffix trace. Right, Eliyahu will take.
Right.
Yeah, it comes out queer. The Havamina. If it's a Suffolk treifa, it's not bottle. If it's Vadai treifa, then it is bottle. Okay. So it makes no sense. It only makes sense with the Tzemach Tzedek's reason, because it may be a type of Isser which is going to come off. It may not be Vadai treifa. Maybe you have an Isser of Suffolk derais lachumra. That is a Suffolk derais lachumra that can come off. Any Isser which could come off, right? We don't ask an egg that's born on Yantav is Isser drabanan. It's not bottle. If that egg would be treif, it would be batel, which is a derais. If it's a derais, it would be batel. An egg born on yantav is a drabanan, and it's not batel. Why isn't it batel? It's less than a derais. There it is, because this drabanan will come off tomorrow. Some of that will come off, that is no bittel.
Why don't you say that once something is a suffix, and it's also a suffix derais lefemra, so then it can be batel because it's a suffix, because it's a bali also.
We do say that it's a Vadei Yisr, but the question was, it's a Vadei Yisr which will come off tomorrow. If you have a Vadei Yisr, an egg that was laid on Yom Tov, it's Vadei Yisr, in a Taruvis. I'm agreeing with you, it's a Vadei Yisr. Some has the Chumra, that's from Shimon's Yisai. Some of their has the Chumra is a Vadei Yisr. But Afal Pikein, if it would be a Darsha Shabbatirin, it would still be...
Can we be Vatel Tlachatchila?
No, no, not Tlachatchila. That we're going to learn a Sif Gimel. Okay, what we're going to deal with next week, this week was more the Lamdis, next week is the Halacha L'Maisa, the Treifa Fork with the others, if it makes a difference, that Tircha to Kasher it, so that we'll learn a Mitzvah Shem Sif Gimel this coming.